Excellent. I can hear everyone now. Thank you. And my apologies for taking so long. I'd like to call the meeting to order, please. Sean, could you take a roll?
Chuck Daggs.
Here.
Thea Oman. Ian Connell.
Here.
JP Anderson.
Present.
John Flaherty.
Here.
Nora Crivello.
Here.
Shara Hegde.
Here.
Victor Paredes Colonia.
Present.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. This meeting is taking place via teleconference pursuant to executive orders N2520 and N2920. Members of the public attending online and wish to comment during the board meeting will use the raise hand tool in Zoom when I offer public comments. Individual comments would be limited to 3 minutes. If an interpreter is needed, comments will be translated into English and the time limit shall be 6 minutes. At its discretion, the board may limit the total time allotted to public comments and set time limits for individual comments. Board reserves the right to mute and remove a participant from the meeting if the participant unreasonably disrupts the meeting. requests for disability related modifications or accommodations have been offered and can continue to offer by calling 831-217-4894. The meeting is called to order. And Sean, the attendance has been recorded. Are there any guests that we have besides those that are currently on our screens?
No, and there are no public comments.
There are no public comments. We'll move to D. We will have my remarks as board chair will have the reaffirmation of AB 361. Which meets the criteria for meeting every 30 days per the law. We'll have a COVID update and then the board will move to a closed session. So with that, the board will vote on approving board resolution 2022-01, AB 361, which reaffirms virtual meetings and all of the continuing necessity with all the requirements and regulations thereof. Do I hear a motion?
I'll move to approve.
Thank you, Nora. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Thank you. Sean, is there any discussion? Hearing none, the yes and nays will be called. Sean, can you? You call the roll, please.
Chuck Daggs.
Aye.
Ian Connell.
Aye.
JP Anderson.
Aye.
John Flaherty.
Aye.
Nora Crivello.
Aye.
Shara Hegde. Shara.
Aye.
Victor Paredes Colonia.
Aye.
The motion passes unanimously.
Thank you, Sean. Item 2B is the COVID-19 update. The staff led by Kevin will provide the board with an update on what's been happening. Kevin?
Good afternoon, everyone. First, thank you so much for making the time to be with us all together. Our staff has stretched tremendously from pretty much everybody on in our organization to make sure that we are keeping schools open and that students are feeling, you know, very little disruption in their regular course of the day, despite significant staff absences as a result of the Omicron variant making its way through our communities. So we shared a huge heartfelt thank you to everybody on our Navigator team who has done so much. We have administrators covering classrooms, covering yard duty, covering offices, you know, our principals and vice principals are, you know, checking their messages, you know, early in the morning to make sure we have sufficient coverage and calling out for help as needed. It's, I mean, I don't want to mention names because it really truly is everybody stretching to in a very much a all hands on deck kind of way to pull through this. Fortunately, and some of the data that we shared in the documents that were sent out yesterday show that we are seeing a bit of a dip in terms of absences. So this chart shows the total staff absences. The one to the left shows it broken down by site. So you can see we had some really difficult times at GPS in the first week back. It's gotten better. You know, some of the other HP and WP went up a little bit, but overall, we're seeing those decline, and hopefully that trajectory continues. We're also tracking everything a lot more closely in terms of day by day, new student positives. We have, I didn't mention testing. We have probably like under Amy's and Kirsten's taking so much leadership here. We probably have had 10 to plus people trained to do the COVID testing on site. We've tested more than 740 yesterday. I'm guessing it's over 800 by today, where we're actually doing the administration. That's not counting the number of parents that are having their kids tested in other venues, and we're providing them all that information. So hopefully the worst is behind us, but we do have contingency plans if it gets worse. You know, the staff, I'm just going through some of the slides here, but Sean did a great job explaining each of these data points. You may not have had a chance to look at all that. I know your plates are full in your day jobs, and we're asking you to do a whole lot. Recently, board members, we greatly appreciate all the time and effort you're putting into supporting Navigator Schools. This one shows all the students who are not on site. And we know that's a relationship both to the kids who have, you know, been exposed or recently tested positive, and the kids that are on short-term independent study. And our sites have done a great job in getting kids who are going to be out due to COVID for whether it's 5 to 10 days, short-term independent study packets, so that they're able to keep their learning as much on track as possible. And hopefully also with the completed work being submitted, that it won't hurt our ADA. I'd say that reminds me though, like so far we have not heard of any cases of our students or staff being seriously ill from the latest COVID strain. So for that, we're very thankful. So I'll yield the rest of my time, John, to you and the board in case there are any questions. Our team is here and can respond to more detailed questions if there are any.
Kevin, thanks, can I Kevin. Just say from a parent's perspective, sending those at-home kits home before the holiday break, that was awesome. I don't think I would have necessarily taken the time to go out and find it on January 3rd or 4th or whatever that date was. And I suspect you would have had a much different arc, probably a much worse arc and a prolonged arc had you not sent those kits home before the holiday. So I thought that was a great move, and I'm grateful.
Anyone else?
I just want to say, like, first off, to all the team, like, thank you for all the work that you have been put in, just even reading through the memo. And I know it's been a huge heroic lift on all parts to ensure that our students are receiving, you know, ongoing learning and education. So just want to say thank you to everyone on that. The one quick question I had is on the, I know for the independent learning packets, some other schools have had, I guess, challenges collecting those or being able to receive those in a timely manner. Have we seen similar challenges, or have we been able to collect those for you know, documentation and compliance standpoint?
Sharon would be the best to answer that question.
As To my knowledge, Ian, I wish I could say we still have a lot out right now, ongoing, but they are coming in. So the office has been inundated, one, with getting stuff out. But I saw a stack of work in the office, and the principals are, you know, will review those and give the final. So as much as possible, because parents are asking for it, like we're getting a lot more better buy-in regarding getting the work back. So it feels like more of a partnership right now between the schools and the parents for the purpose of keeping the kids' academic skills up.
Great, thank you. And great to hear that it's not obviously challenging just in general on all fronts to manage, but what I'm hearing is that it's not an acute challenge. It's and you're working in partnership with families, which again is representative of your all's great work. So thanks.
No, it's great to hear parents are supportive and really making a difference. But I would reiterate what Ian said, and I'm sure everybody feels the same way. This is a Herculean job you guys are doing, and to maintain the momentum and the focus throughout this and keep coming back every day fighting, it's really remarkable and something that you all should be very, very proud of.
Anyone else? Kevin, I have a question that you and the staff can answer, I hope. I noticed that in all three locations, as well as staff, and particularly in Hollister, there was a kick up right around the 17th of this month. Was there any reason for that, or was that because of the MLK holiday, or do we have was it just the course of the epidemic?
I think I'm on mute here.
We can hear you.
Oh, okay. I was trying to find the button. Thank you, Chuck. You know, that's a great question, John. I mean, we were coming back into school, so you know there were potentially more interaction between people. You know, and sports leagues and programs also after the holidays commenced, so there could have been things related to that. I'll let Amy or Kirsten speak to this if they have any other insights as to the why that might be behind it.
I'll let Amy chime in if she heard anything else from her county meetings. There wasn't really, John, like a pinpointed, this was the reason. I think, as Kevin said, there were a lot of variables that went into it, whether it was they were doing some school exposure after they got back, but there wasn't any specific, this is what led to those numbers going up. I do know at GP, like we did have exposures coming back from science camp that would have then had, there were a few domino effects from that. But those were our only things where we could go, yeah, we can see why those numbers went up.
I'll add one thing is that there was more on-site testing once kids came back and we got those ramped up to be able to do more testing. So that could have also been a factor. Amy, did you want to chime in at all?
Nope, I haven't heard anything specific either.
Okay, thank you. Other questions? Well, to second what Nora and Chuck and Ian and Nora and Chuck said, there were times where I met with Kevin where he said, John, I have to shorten this meeting because I'm going to go teach kindergarten. And there was a time I asked whether or not Kirsten could do something, and he said, no, she can't because she's too busy testing kids. So don't bother her with this, which I thought both of those were examples of just the kinds of contributions that the senior staff were making to keep this place afloat. So thank you.
So is it safe to assume, it sounds like we have plenty of access to testing equipment, masks that for kids that might not have that. I mean, it sounds like you're well covered in terms of supplies to manage this epidemic.
So far, so good. Amy's been great about getting ahead of the orders. We just got 4,000 more tests in about a week earlier than we were expecting them. So that was great news so that we can keep it up. And we're getting more people trained to be able to administer the testing as well to keep up with the need. So yeah, I say yes, Chuck. Thank you.
Other questions? We will make sure to include a COVID update on the next couple of meetings as we move forward. So if we didn't see our questions addressed, we'll get to them then. Moving on to section three, the board will now go into a closed session. The purposes of the closed session will be for CEO evaluation and ancillary issues. Do I hear a motion for to go into closed session?
So moved.
Nora moves. Do I hear a second?
JP, I'll second.
Thank you, JP. Sean, would you call the roll, please?
Chuck Deggs.
Here.
Ian Connell.
Aye.
JP Anderson?
Aye.
John Flaherty?
Yes.
Nora Covello?
Yeah.
Shara Hegde?
Aye.
Victor Paredes Colonia?
Aye.
The motion passes unanimously.
Okay. And Ben, before we go in, thank you for setting this up. I presume, Kevin, have you confirmed that I'm a co-host?
You are meeting? Able to share screen, John.
Terrific. Okay. Thank you, Ben. Appreciate it. And
you're welcome.
Thanks. We'll proceed accordingly. So do I hear no other items on the agenda? Does anyone have any motions or comments?
So moved.
Do I hear a second?
Victor, second.
Sean, you want to take a roll of the existing quorum?
Yes. Was that JP who made the motion?
Yes.
Okay, thanks.
Yep.
Chuck Deggs?
He's left.
Oh, sorry. Ian Connell?
He's left.
JP Anderson?
I'm here.
John Flaherty?
Aye.
Nora Covello?
Here.
Shara Hegde?
Aye.
Okay. That motion?
Victor?
Victor?
Oh, aye. Victor.
Motion carries unanimously. The meeting is adjourned.
I guess my vote doesn't count.
It does, Victor. We love you too, but don't worry about it.
Tom, thank you for attending. I know your schedule, and we will see the staff. Shara, you and I have a schedule, and we'll go forward. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, guys.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, hold on one second.
So, yeah, go ahead and stop recording.
Okay.